La crue, l'inondation, un patrimoine, floods as heritage, Université de Limoges, chère capitale environnementale et gestion durable des cours d'eau, 1er et 2 octobre 2015. Intervention de Lindsay McEwen.
Bonjour et bienvenue. On va bientôt commencer.
And what I want to do is to take a couple of case study areas. Flood markings, we've seen already a little bit, well, quite a lot actually about flood marking today in previous talks. But also reflecting on new flood archives with the recent technology shifts and Web 2 and so on. And just to reflect on how knowledges and community capital captured in these archives can be protected and accessed for social learning, whether formally or informally. And how these discussions might actually build our understandings of flood heritage. You'll see I've included quite a lot of words on the slides, which hopefully is helpful to in terms of translation. And the focus of this talk is very much on the Lower River Severn catchment, which is in southwest UK, and has had major floods in 2007, and the markers there you perhaps see 1947 as well. Within the ESRC Flood Memory Project, we explored the concept of sustainable flood memory. And in doing that, we were exploring memory, local knowledge and resilience. And the idea of sustainable flood memory that we were exploring was something that was community-focused, involved archival access, and sort of relationships with archives, integrating both the individual and the personal and the collective, this idea of vertical and horizontal memory, knowledge, communication, strategies for capturing, protecting memory and for dealing with future flood risk. And recognising that flood archives are increasingly fluid, about increasingly diverse ways in which floods are materialised, and that the spectrum of archival practice has a whole series of continua in terms of formal, informal, scientific to more narrative forms, but also going into creative and artistic processes. And the idea that archiving as process, engagement, recovery is interwoven around changing knowledge, memory, and very importantly, power relationships in relation to floods. And I think this quote is really important, Jacques Derrida. What is no longer archived in the same way is no longer lived in the same way. So who controls the archiving and floods determines what is remembered and what is forgotten. When we were carrying out this project, we found a large number of personal and community archives. So flood marking against local terms of reference, the idea people were producing their own flood albums, there was oral history and storytelling, but also the emergent use of new technologies and social networking sites. Okay, but then there are new approaches to archiving, and it poses these mobile, these digital archives, it poses questions about ownership, democratisation, permanency and persistence of marking. And so we saw all these new archives, these postings in Flickr of images from communities. And yet at the same time, the Google boss's warning of the forgotten century with email and photographs at risk because of fragile systems and changing technology. And yes, we see this when we talk to some of the younger people who were involved in the floods. Yeah, I did take pictures. I haven't got them. They're on my old phone. Yeah, I think I uploaded them to Facebook or something. I'm not too sure. So flood memory is a form of heritage in humanistic terms and may be shared through a collective framework of trauma and indeed perhaps a collective framework of resilience, as well as thinking about it in terms of river heritage in more environmental terms and thinking about, as we did in the previous slides, the river's marking in the landscape. And it poses questions about future flood archives. If we're going to try and build community capital and we need to build on inheritable memory, do we need to pay closer attention to the connectivities and the mobilities of media across the cultures, across different areas of flood risk? Thank you.